This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. U.S. President Donald Trump has made his first comments about a widespread data breach across the U.S. government, downplaying the seriousness and impact of the cyber espionage campaign. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
In a pair of tweets, President Trump suggests, without evidence, that China, not Russia, may be responsible for the attack. In his first comments on the breach, Trump scoffed at the focus on the Kremlin and downplayed the intrusions, though the government's cybersecurity agency has warned they pose a grave risk to government and private networks. And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Friday that Russia was pretty clearly behind the cyber attack. It's not clear exactly what the hackers were seeking, but experts say it could include nuclear secrets, blueprints for advanced weaponry, COVID-19 vaccine research, or information for dossiers on government and industry leaders. Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. lawmakers scrambled on Saturday to complete a $900 billion package of legislation to help Americans struggling with the steep health and economic costs of the coronavirus pandemic. Amid fears, a dispute over the Federal Reserve lending rules could stall a deal. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said that the Congress needs to finish the work for the American people.
We need to conclude our talks, draft legislation, and land this plane.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer agreed with McConnell.
We need to deliver an outcome and deliver it quickly.
The Senate has convened a Saturday session while House members are standing by for a vote that will come no earlier than Sunday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said a provision by Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania that would curb emergency Federal Reserve powers was the biggest hurdle to sealing a deal. Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Australia's most populous state of New South Wales recorded 30 new cases of the coronavirus on Sunday as an outbreak in Sydney's Northern Beaches suburbs continued to grow. About a quarter of a million people were put on Saturday into a strict lockdown until Christmas Eve, with the Northern Beaches cluster now at around 70. On Sunday, New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian said public gatherings across the rest of Sydney will be limited, with household gatherings capped at 10 people and hospitality venues at 300. She urged people in the Greater Sydney area to wear masks in public, though it was not mandatory. The authorities do not know the origin of the virus in the Northern Beaches cases, which genome testing suggests is a U.S. strain. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson says Christmas gatherings can't go ahead and non-essential shops must close in London and much of southern England as he imposed a new higher level of coronavirus restrictions on the region to curb spreading infections. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Johnson says that the capital and other areas in southern England are currently under Tier 3, the highest level of coronavirus restrictions, will move to an even stricter new Tier 4 that requires non-essential shops, hairdressers and indoor leisure venues to close. Johnson also says that a planned 5-day easing of socialising rules for Christmas will be cancelled for Tier 4 areas. No mixing of households will be allowed except for under very limited conditions outside in public places. Zaria Shackley, London.
Thousands of Armenians marched through the capital Yerevan on Saturday to commemorate the soldiers killed in a 6-week conflict over the Nagorno-Karabakh region in which Azerbaijan made significant territorial gains. Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan led the march, held on the first 3 days of mourning. Armenia's opposition has called on its supporters to join a national strike December 22nd at the end of the 3-day mourning period, to pressure Pashinyan to resign over the losses incurred in the conflict over Nagorno-Karabakh. The government of the Central African Republic has accused former President Francois Bozize of attempting a coup ahead of next week's election. Leaders of the three main armed rebel groups occupying large areas of the country announced a coalition on Saturday. The rebels' announcement could further fuel tensions already on the rise in the troubled country, before the presidential and legislative vote on December 27th, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has appealed for calm and for all sides to work together to ensure credible elections. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.